Father, our lips will speak your praise today. We dedicate this day to you, Lord. We say good morning to you. We welcome you into our day, Lord. We welcome you at the center of everything that we say and do. We welcome you, Jesus, to guide our hearts and lead us in the things of God. We invoke your name over every part of our lives, our bodies, souls, and spirits, our pathways, our relationships, our finances. Every aspect of our lives we turn over to you, Lord. We ask that you would lead and guide us in it. Do all things for your purposes, Lord. We lay our concerns, our anxieties, everything that would weigh our hearts down, we lay that all at your feet, Lord. We ask that you would bear our burdens with us or for us. We ask, Lord, that you would direct us and counsel us in how to make supplication for the needs that we have. How to pray, Lord. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to speak to you. Teach us how to revere you and regard you. Teach us how to acknowledge you in all that we say and do, Lord. Let us be servants of the Most High and Living God. Let us be sons of the Most High and Living God. Let us live as sons, Lord. Let us live as those that have possession of the keys of the kingdom. Lord, let us take authority and dominion over everything that is in our pathway that you would have us to take hold of. And direct us and show us in what those things are. Enable us to take your promises very seriously, Lord, and to believe them from our hearts and make them personally in relation to all that we believe and ask for, that they would be personal to us, Lord, that they would be personal promises. We ask in Jesus Christ's name for the faith to believe you at your word and to stand upon it when everything else cries out to us that your word is not true, when everything tells us that we can't believe for those things. Let us believe without a shadow of a doubt and be fully persuaded that you are able to perform that which you have promised. Let us be pleasing in your sight because of the faith that we have in your word, Lord. Let us be also doers of your word, not just hearers, Lord, but those that actually perform your word, that live your word, that follow your word, that seek your word, to know your word, to understand what you have to say to us, that spend time in the word to learn what you have to say to us, that devote ourselves to hearing your word. Lord, we follow you, but Lord, we want to know how to follow you. We want you to teach us. We want you to train us in righteousness. We want you to train us in godliness. We want you to train us in believing and being a living example of your word. Let us be a witness and an example to everybody that we come in contact with, so that they may know that there is a living God to whom we are due, a living God that we are responsible to and whom we will be judged by in the end for all of the works that we have done for you, and that those things that which we have done for you shall abide the fire, and that we shall have an eternal inheritance for those things, and that all those things that are not shall be burned up, and that only that which remains in eternity will be our inheritance. So, Lord, we want to make use of every moment to turn our attention to you, to turn our focus upon you, and make use of everything that you have given us for your purposes, Lord. We live unto you, Lord. We serve you. We follow you. We obey you. We submit to you. We yield our members to you. We seek you. We seek to know you, Lord. We seek to be believers, not just those that believe that you exist, but to believe that you are truly a rewarder of those that seek you and follow you, that you are able to reward us with everything that we have in our hearts to believe you for, and even more than we could ask and imagine. So, Father, we dedicate ourselves to that end. We dedicate this day to you and everything that we do. In Jesus Christ's name, we love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. You are the focus of our lives and hearts. You are the focus of our minds and thoughts and reasonings and intellect today, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, let our minds be that which exemplifies the mind of Christ. In Jesus Christ's name, we yield our minds to you. And we thank you for today, Lord. Use us for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, and so be it.